you know, if she was coming back from an injury, that would be a really impressive timeline.
Sabalenka, prisoner's box behind her, serves out wide, and a big heavy flat backhand from Sabalenka goes inside out. It's terrifying, isn't it, when she strikes it like this? Oh, mid-court ball, nice height. Svitolina had committed one way, net found.
Well, Sabalenka could see the opening and just rush the shot making a little bit. Yes, and I mean, obviously, I don't mean to compare pregnancy to an injury, but I mean that to come back from maternity leave, and you'd know this much better than me, that the effect of the change of your life, of having a baby in your life, is a massive thing for you to adjust to. And how do you recalibrate your career around childcare and around all that this new responsibility, this new person in your life? And it's a phenomenal positive, but also it's going to make your life a bit more complicated.
Tell me about it.
And then you've also got the effect on your body of pregnancy and how that can change your body.
And you don't know, as there's a miss hit from Sabalenka, and Svitolina sweeps the backhand cross court, and it's 15 all. The rally continues. Sideline is found, cross court from Svitolina, redirects down the line, and it's a winner. She had Sabalenka off balance, she took advantage. And I think the other thing, I remember I was asked to work on the Rio Olympics, Paralympics. And I was asked while I was pregnant. And I remember my answer being, I went on to work on it, but I said, I don't know, because I don't know how I'll feel, or how I'll be once I'm back. The children, two at once, had to be healthy, and I don't know how I would be, because you don't know how you're going to be afterwards. It's, and there's, so there's a lot of things to kind of think about and settle, and as you say, priorities change. So it's, and yeah, physically to be back in this shape competing at this level, I mean, took me years
to be competing at this level. It might still be some years off
to be up and running, to be fair. Oh, that's definitely still some ways off. And as I get older, less likely. 15-30. Angled serve. Short ball. She should deal with this, Sabalenka. I say should. She does so. Oh, there's the come on and the roar. I mean, she roars and then she's very sort of sedate. It's like a little burst and then we're back.
Yes, I think that's one of the techniques that she's worked on. Obviously, it comes with confidence and match wins. But again, that keeping perspective while you're on court and in the moment, and not getting into a sort of negative spiral of emotions. And she's now got this thing where she'll do one of those roars and then she'll just relax her shoulders to say, well, that's out. That's out.
She moves on. Dirty all, love one. Double faults, and now a first break point for Alina Svitolina in this quarterfinal.
And suddenly Svitolina is dancing around on the baseline, just going through some shadow strokes, almost like a boxer limbering up as they walk out into the ring.
She had to save one in the last game, and now she has one herself. Sabalenka serves down the tee. The forehand comes back through the middle of the court. The forehand is netted. And there's the break. Svitolina takes it with the first break point opportunity of this quarterfinal. And she has a 2-love lead in the second set.
And I think she deserves a little burst of Beyonce. Does Svitolina. And that has woken the crowd up, got everybody a little bit excited about what comes next in this match. According to Keith, there are some staff members from the Ukrainian embassy here today watching.
Here?
That's what I understand from Keith's tweet.
Oh, lovely.
Gaz Zil.
Very squeaky, this chair.
It's not the chair.
It is. Missed first serve. High on tennis is that Sabalenka forehand is terrifyingly awesome. Something to behold when she makes contact with a ball. It doesn't always go right, but it's a good forehand from Sabalenka. She opens up again, she spins it, and she lofts it past the baseline. How do we have so many people in Maryland? Maryland. I mean, so many.
Think how well you're going to pronounce it by the end of the day. I grew up in Maryland, says Kate, and smile every time you pronounce it so charmingly.
Drop shot from Svitolina, but a wonderful get and pick up from Sabalenka. Just drops inside the baseline.
Hard the gas.
She says, we try to get back every year in summer or late spring to a family property on the Eastern Shore, my very, very, very happy place. And I will now pronounce it Maryland in my head.
Maryland.
No, Maryland is how you were pronouncing it.
And I probably will continue to pronounce it like that.
Even though it's wrong.
Well, I always think Maryland. It sounds like someone's just like poked me with something sharp.
It's not mandatory to say it that quickly, but that's just
doing.
My way of trying to teach you to say it.
Well, say it normally then. Off backhand winner from Sabalenka, 30 all.
Hold up.
Terry says, the first thing I hear is the Royals. I think that means us. Trying to pronounce Maryland in an American accent. Delightful. Now I'm overthinking it.
You are. You actually paused before you said it, and then you sped up as you said it.
It's the pressure.
Serve down the tee. It is 30 all deep return from Sabalenka. Sabalenka gets the backhand side, but drops that ball short. The off forehand from Svitolina up the line. The squash short from Svitolina. The forehand down the other wing. Well played, Sabalenka. Held her composure. Used the width of the court.
Gallant.
And has an immediate breakback point.
And the customary slow hand clap rings around court Philippe Chatrier. It's never a particularly partisan sound. It's just a, we're very excited, something exciting's happening.
Crowd is filling up very nicely. It's that backhand line from Sabalenka. She swivels around to the forehand, but she nets.
Down.
Furious with herself. That was an opportunity to get back on serve.
A big opportunity.
Novak Djokovic and Karen Khachanov will be on site.
Let
someone in their team or themselves will be keeping an eye on this contest to know exactly when the pre-match intense preparations, the final bits and pieces, have to be done.
There'll be some gluten-free snacks being consumed.
Yeah. Which have got a lot better over the years. Serve from Svitolina down the test. Serving very, very well.
Great serve from Svitolina, as you said. And she served very well at the start of the second set. She's resisted the pressure in her opening service game that Sabalenka was putting her under. And she's resisting it so far in this one.
I thought we would have got more of a reaction to Stefan making his debut on Radio Roland Garros to have those dulcet French tones.
Stefan has his fans.
Yeah. We are among them. Double fault from Svitolina just collapsed into that second set.
Again.
Yes, and a bit of a sigh from Svitolina, a bit of a irritation as she gets the ball from the ball boy. I think we've got one ball girl out there today. Otherwise, it's all ball boys.
I can't see the ones. Oh, yes, I can. I was about to say, I can't see the ones this end, and then they both appeared.
That little scurrying ants.
Yeah. The slightly large, taller version today. We had a tiny one last night. Backhand cross court from Svitolina. There's the backhand line. Squash. Oh, they're really. Listen to them both. Oh! Huge ground strokes from Arina Sabalenka.
Sabalenka.
Svitolina just a bit annoyed with herself. I think she felt she left a gap for Sabalenka, and you really can't do that against the Belarusian.
Second opportunity to get the set back on serve. Deep serve, not that much pace on it, good accuracy. Backhand line from Sabalenka, forehand into the centre of the court. Oh, she misses it. She tried to replicate the point before Sabalenka, moving Svitolina around, but she misses and the second break point has come and gone.
Well, it was very deep, as you said, but heavy second serve and a smart serving, sorry, first serve, smart serving from Svitolina there. Just making Sabalenka having to generate some of the pace herself.
getting a lot of people telling us how to say that place that we haven't been to. I just can't say it anymore. You just said it really quickly. Juice. Oh. Double fault is why that sign.
I want that break 7-8.
Ruby says, I for one am Team Stefan and Team All the Techs Everywhere. Where would we be without them?
Exactly. Completely agree. Although he has disappeared again.
Yes, we.
It
we
is
do,
lunchtime.
Ruby, we do a lot of this on our own. The slice forehand off the return serve from Sabalenka, who sets into the double-handed backhand, the double-hander of Svitolina. Svitolina, you can hear her more at the moment now, Svitolina. Internet goes Svitolina, and we are back on serve. And she looks up to the heavens. Svitolina wasn't able to consolidate the break. It is 2-1. Svitolina on serve in the second set. Sabalenka by a set to love 6-4.
Just getting a little bit tucked up there, Svitolina. And that's the problem, isn't it? Is you can hold your own against Sabalenka for so long. You can keep up with that pace. You can chase down those thunderous ground strokes, but you have to do it over and over and over again.
You're kidding me. Ruby is also from that place. Our listeners can all be, not all be from that place.
We do have a very high proportion of listeners from Maryland.
So you say it quickly. It doesn't sound normal. Just say it normally.
That wasn't that quick.
Yeah, it was. Compared to everything else you said in that sentence, it was.
Maryland.
But then I know you've gone back to the old way of saying it.
No, Lund. Lund, not land, is the key.
Basically, Ruby said, just say Maryland. She's from there originally.
Maryland.
That doesn't sound right.
No, I think it's one of those things that's quite difficult in our accent.
Our breeze.
But people know what we're saying.
Yes.
It's not like it's...
I'm going to go with Maryland.
Prenez place très rapidement, s'il vous plaît.
Not land. I think that's the key. Maryland. So they say Maryland, and we say, we just have a little Y in there.
She says Maryland. M-A-R-E. Land. Maryland.
Installez-vous, les
anyway, we do indeed have a lot of listeners there.
Where?
Well, in the... Virginia?
Brilliant.
Washington, D.C.? Around the Chesapeake Bay.
15-0.
Going for, see, I'm broadening it out.
Yeah, you certainly are. So we're back on serve.
Maryland.
It's just so quick. We need to get you to record that, one of Stefan's things, and we just play it in randomly. Like the pigeons mating and all the other bits. And the Irish Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, that was deep from Svitolina. Kicks off the back edge of the baseline. Look up from Sabalenka. And on the back foot, Sabalenka balloons the ball long. And then she rubs out the mark where the ball landed.
And Mrs. Bear's Travel says, imagine the player Alina and Gail's daughter Skye could be if she chooses to become a tennis player, especially with the pedigree she has from those parents. I know it's early, brackets understatement, but the thought is mind-blowing. Yeah, I mean, there are parallels with Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf's kids, one of whom actually has become a fantastic baseball player.
The forehand, very deep hitting. She's on the defensive, swinging. She's so far back. The error comes. Pump of the fist from Sabalenka.
So, yeah, it's quite the pedigree. It's quite the gene pool, isn't it? But so often, actually, they don't... Kids of tennis players don't... They still are extremely good athletes often, don't necessarily go into tennis.
No, that could partly because I think it was Courtney Nguyen was saying that she interviewed Anna Karolina Shmidlova, who lost yesterday, who was talking about Shmidlova said if she had realised what it would be like travelling the world largely just with your coach, living out of a suitcase, she might have taken a different career.
It's a very, very, very tough life, and I'm not sure that people watching at home necessarily understand that although these players are Sabalenka just double faulting again and showing mild frustration as she walks to get the balls from the ball boy, I don't think they understand that it's a gilded cage, but it's a difficult cage, and that nomadic lifestyle where you're just spending all of your time in hotels and you're never at home and you're never with your family and living from a suitcase is harder than it looks. Let alone the pressure, let alone everything else that goes on and goes into being a tennis player, the injuries, the sacrifices that you and everyone around you has to make.
Serve out wide, it's 30-all. The backhand swung cross court from Sabalenka. Sabalenka, the backhand down the line. It's the placement. She gets the short ball. She scoops up, still in the defence of Svitolina. And that roar is from Sabalenka. And she has game point. Oh, everyone's saying that your pronunciation of that place is perfect. Two people have said you are saying it perfectly and correctly. Say it again.
Maryland. You like it?
It's just there's that slight pause.
Because now there's a lot of pressure.
There's a lot of pressure, Gigi. Can't take it.
Stacey is listening in Washington, D.C. is one of those who said
she's very close to that place.
Pronouncing it correctly. Mitali says, prefer the discourse about the place to copulating pigeons. Lady E is saying it perfectly. Gigi, don't give in to semantic citation. I'm just not saying.
Down.
Double fault, another one. Sabalenka a little frustrated as Svitolina cuts the ball back to the far end of the court to save a little bit of work for the little ball boy at the net. At @radio_RG.
Annette says, huge fans of the Empress and Lady E. You've made the past week and a half so much more enjoyable with your Radio Roland Garros coverage. You are a joy. Oh, thanks, Annette. That's nice.
She doesn't live in that place, does she?
She does. But she does reference it. Shout out to Maryland. This is how we pronounce it. Maryland.
You still say it really quickly.
I'm just trying to get it out of the way.
Serve out wide. Swung cross court the backhand from Sabalenka. Draws the error from Svitolina. And it is game point.
Points out that Frances... So this is Mark. France points out that Frances Tiafoe was born in Hyattsville, which is in Maryland.
So how can I know you so well? You just speed up every time you say it. It's just game point for 2-2. Remember, Svitolina was a breakup. Sabalenka immediately broke back. Sabalenka not happy with the ball toss. Settles herself in. Misses by away. Sabalenka sets herself. Still a long way back is Svitolina, the serve out wide, the backhand to the forehand, inside out from Sabalenka, the defence from Svitolina. She's so far back. Wow.
Sabalenka.
There's the come on, there's the point, and there's the game.
As you said, poor Svitolina pulled almost out of court there. At full stretch, just doing all she can just to get the ball back into play. And Sabalenka just hammering the ball into the open court. And that's a passage of play that's been repeated over and over again in this match so far. Svitolina did have that break of serve early in this second set. But that chance snuffed out soon enough.
Start of the fifth game. Around 25 degrees Celsius. The time is 2:18 in the afternoon. Terry says if it's easier, you can just refer the DC metro area, which includes it. We also call a bit east of the bay the Delmarva Peninsula.
Well, that's harder than saying Maryland.
Delmarva? Doesn't sound harder than saying the other one. Serve out wide, the back end into the centre of the court. Thought about coming forward, Svitolina, but stays back, but she gets the error.
Bear in mind that you won't even say the other one, you keep calling it the other one.
Yeah, I think it's too ingrained the other way. Stefan's having a great time out there today, isn't he? Is she? Have we had our visit? Has she come to borrow more cables? No? So what? Squeaky chair? Well, we've got a squeaky chair. We've got lots of squeaky chairs. Lots. 2-all, 15-all.
Stefan has a louder life outside of
he's
us.
He's given a window cleaning solution to our BBC colleagues.
Well, cutbacks, you know.
Cutbacks, we're having to share a window. Last year it was cables. This year it's window cleaning stuff. He's having a great time out there.
Well, and he's got some emails on here. People are telling us not to upset him. Don't upset Stefan. Wouldn't dream of it.
Crunching return win off the forehand inside in from Sabalenka.
15-40.
He's a very patient man, as I think we've established very well over recent years at Radio Roland Garros.
And of all the people listening, he listens to the most Radio Roland Garros.
He does.
The off backhand return from Sabalenka. She has break points for 3-2. Svitolina with a forehand cross court to the forehand down the line. Oh, not far, but she misses. One of the break points gone.
Hard to count.
And he has the good grace to laugh.
I think sometimes that's delirium. Oh, he's gone again.
He's busy. He's very busy.
He's become a real social Annabelle. Animal. Another good serve from Svitolina. Deep serve.
Well, that is his middle name.
You can't reveal things like that.
You're getting lots of help with pronunciation. Catherine says, as a lifetime Marylander, I'd like to suggest a phonetic spelling of Maryland as Marilyn plus a D.
Maryland.
There you go.
Doesn't sound like it at all. Game point from 15-40 down. Serving is coming to the rescue right now.
Thanks for the laughs while I sit in my cubicle outside of Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore.
I probably haven't said that right either. Well, the Baltimore accent is not that easy to do.
Speed it up. Game point. Svitolina thunders it off the top of the net. It dribbles wide. Ball boy scoops up. Crouches down beside the umpire's chair. Hour and 11 minutes on the match clock. Karolina Mukova awaits the winner after a straight sets win over a former finalist here, Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova. Pavlyuchenkova on the verge of cracking back into the top 100. It's long from Svitolina, and it is juice. Who are you looking at with your binoculars?
I'm looking at who's in the respective player boxes. I am not just picking on poor, innocent members of the crowd and harassing them every time they send a text.
Just looked up at you then. This is Vic, who's listening, and Philippe Chatrier. First serve thunders into the net. On the baseline, Sabalenka, looking to bring up a third break point. Takes it with the backhand. Oh, missed. It's marked by Svitolina. I think this one's going to have a little double check on it.
Yeah, umpire took a double check, no question over it. And Sabalenka just glanced down to the far end of the court.
Avantage, Svitolina.
Happy to accept that decision.
Up at the doubles on Susan Long, I thought that set's been going on for hours. It's been going on for an hour and 12 minutes between Dodig and Krajicek, the fourth seeds, and the 11th seeds, Kravitz and Quetz of Germany. And it's 6 points apiece, six games all.
Big winner down the line from Sabalenka there on the backhand side. Not enough from Svitolina. Any time the pace drops slightly, any time the concentration drops slightly, any time she misses the first serve, the danger of punishment is there.
Missed first serve. So second serve, that Sabalenka will step up to the baseline, put a little bit of pressure on Svitolina. She'll try and take it early, try and give it a whack. She needs to give it a whack, because the net got a whack. Another opportunity for Sabalenka to break.
And sometimes you draw double faults just by the sheer pressure that you're putting. The knowledge that the opponent is a huge hitter can hit just a casual winner off the return of serve.
Ball lands in off the return from Sabalenka. She drops it onto the mid-court. She's going back to back, and now she redirects it, tried to find the line, doesn't find it, finds the net.
Égalité.
Very, very mild frustration from Sabalenka. Really just walked to the spot where she'd stood. Sighed a little bit. Puffed out her cheeks. Back to the baseline.
Too deep off the first serve.
Sabalenka now standing right inside the baseline, prowling, ready for receiving serve.
Avantage, Svitolina.
I wonder if she's going to question this call. I think she's just questioning her own accuracy, really. Again, just sort of strolled into the service line, sighed a bit, shrugged a bit. Back to the baseline. If she's getting frustrated, she's managing it really, really well at the moment, Sabalenka.
So, opportunities in this game to break, but it's game point for Svitolina. Backhand cross court. Oh, plum on the line from Sabalenka.
Well, that'll let some of the frustration out, won't it? You're almost rolling a backhand, but rolling it at about what felt like 900 miles an hour.
Backhands in play off the serve. Forehand whipped into the corner from Svitolina. Svitolina on the stretch outside the court, finds the court, and then the other side of the court is used from Sabalenka, who's moving her around, goes deep with the ball in the forehand, comes in on a high forehand, into the body of Svitolina, bombarding her with balls at that point.
Avantage, Sabalenka.
It's a bit like playing a malfunctioning slinger machine.
Yeah.
Balls are just coming at you, left and right. Very, very, very hard and very fast.
Serve out wide, the backhand through the middle of the court, the off forehand, the double-handed back. Ooh, that's deep from Sabalenka. She's got break point. She's pummeling this ball, Sabalenka. She goes cross court. She's got Svitolina on the run. Is she going to go down the line? Yes, she is. Svitolina stretches and she's got it.
Sabalenka.
The raised fist from Arina Sabalenka. Who gets the break? Finally took her opportunities. And actually, by set to break 3-2. We have the schedule for tomorrow. This is when I need a fanfare. I got the Perrier thing instead. 11 o'clock start with Beatrice Hadej-Meyer against Ondra Burr, followed by Iga Świątek and Coco Gauff, followed by Sasha Zverev against Thomas Echeverry, which means, I'd like another fanfare now, the final night session of 2023 here at Roland Garros is a repeat of last year's quarterfinal that got a little bit spicy between Holger Rune and Casper Ruud. We got there with the. That's how they feel about the night session.
It's a good night session, that one. We're just swaying here in the Radio Roland Garros box.
Take you the atmosphere. Oh, perfectly timed at the end.
Beautiful. I liked Stefan's waltz there. I thought that was really impressive.
Yeah, no, didn't know he had those kind of moves.
No, well, I mean, the footwork's incredible.
Well, no, the footwork was unbelievable.
The sequins are a bit much. It's a warm day.
Well,
but,
that's why he disappeared. You know. Aaron, 17 minutes, 7-6, Dodig, Krajicek, and the doubles on Susan Longland. Alfie Hewitt is 5-2 up on Tom Egberink. Alfie Hewitt, the top seed here, looking for his fourth Roland Garros title. He didn't win it last year, wasn't in the final last year. Shingo Kunyedo won his eighth Roland Garros singles in the men's wheelchair tournament. But Alfie Hewitt getting himself off to a good start in that first set against Egberink. So you've got the schedule for tomorrow. You know how things are looking. Back with you at 11 o'clock. There's Netis found by Svitolina.
Sarah says, is today Pronunciation Tuesday? So far I've listened to Mukova, Henkoffs and Maryland.
Where were the Henkoffs?
I'm trying to work out what the actual word is that Henkoffs is an approximation of.
Maybe it was actual Henkoffs. Hens coughing.
Do hens cough?
I genuinely don't know the answer. Heavy forehand, flat from Sabalenka, who goes drop shot. First drop shot we've seen from Sabalenka. Too good for Svitolina.
30-0.
30, love. Looking. Consolidation of a break. It's a good return from Svitlin, who slides as the backhand cross, but slightly stumbles, gets a footing back, gets an opportunity to cut the line with the backhand. Into the net goes Sabalenka.
Hard to go.
They're trying to get behind Svitolina, aren't they, the crowd? I think it's been really clear from the outset who they've wanted to win. They've been reasonably fair.
Yeah.
But they are just trying to give Svitolina a little bit of momentum, a little bit of oomph.
Sabalenka is looking to consolidate her second set break. Opens up the forehand, going into the forehand wing of Svitolina, gets the error, and moves to game points.
I do feel the task for Svitolina is just getting harder and harder, just as the striking the ball from Sabalenka is getting harder and harder. But Sabalenka has also shown quite a lot of patience, and I think that's what makes her so dangerous now at this stage of her career. It's that sense of balance. Emotional balance.
Changement de balle ramasseur, s'il vous plaît. Balle neuve.
There is a consolidation off the break.
And there's an example of it there. You know, she's very much in the zone. And yet, she very patiently just waits for the ball crew to pass the balls around, do what they were doing. Just waited until there was an opportunity, till one was free, and then just gently pass them the ball. And that shows that she's just in a totally different emotional state than she might have been, say, a year ago.
Just seeing a little video of Rafa Nadal on crutches making his way into the airport. He was in Barcelona for keyhole surgery on his hip. Expected, we were told it went well. Expected to take about 5 months to recover from that. He was obviously making his way home. Forehand, heavy and flat, and that slide was Svitolina. Oh, dear me. Sabalenka completely off balance. So
if you're wondering what that small delay was before the Svitolina serve, it was just that one of the ball boys accidentally tripped over these metal Lacoste signs and knocked it over, and we had a little delay while that got put into position.
15 love, 2-4 down. Must hold this for Svitolina. Big deep backhand from Sabalenka, plays the forehand to the Svitolina forehand, who slaps that ball deep. Svitolina still with the forehand, crunching that ball, which overhits. Oh, handcuffs was Sophie's version of handcuffs. What was that? I was told that you would verify this. What was Sophie saying about handcuffs or handcuffs?
Do we want to know what Sophie was saying about handcuffs?
No, Stefan wasn't listening because he doesn't... Oh, he doesn't know what this was about.
Handcuffs.
Oh, yes.
Handcuffs.
Handcuffs.
I don't know why I'm taking my voice an octave down to do Sophie's voice.
The things that the police put on your... Who? Minute. Minute. I don't know why we're talking about handcuffs.
Handcuffs.
You were just saying minute.
It's quite
over
a nice
over.
Word to say. Minute.
So that's handcuffs.
Minute. 30-15-2-4. Svitolina serves out wide. Back into the feet of Svitolina, who redirects. Misses. These are tricky times now. 2-4. Set down. 30 all. Sabalenka will try and put as much pressure as she can now on this next point, this next serve of Alina Svitolina.
You're going to love Cara's email, by the way. Apparently, there's a different pronunciation of Washington as well.
Oh, my word. Serve down the tee. Sabalenka run try and go for the forehand. Overhits it. Just rushed it.
Kate says, difficult to listen to Svitolina struggling. Well, I don't know if she's struggling. I think she's actually played pretty well this match. I just think she's up against, right now, a better player.
Svitolina serves out wide, stretch on the backhand. She goes down the line, Svitolina squash shot Sabalenka. High backhand volley from Svitolina. The pass does not find the court from the Belarusian. That's a hold for Svitolina, so she keeps the deficit to just the one break of serve.
Sabalenka mène 4-3.
As a native Washingtonian who grew up in Maryland, it's very amusing listening to the commentary today. I think it's time to mention that many Washingtonians, including me, actually pronounce it Washington.
Who?
Rather than Washington.
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 W-E-R-S-H.
Washington.
No explanation. It just is, says Cara.
Washington.
That sounds like you haven't got your false teeth.
Washington.
Washington. Or you're doing a Sean Connery impersonation.
Well, it's better than our Arnold Schwarzenegger, our Irish Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Who is that, Simon? No. Who did the Irish Arnold
Schwarzenegger? Was it Marcus?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So it was Marcus. Can we play it one more time? Cause, okay.
Is this... It says... Stefan's just lining it up.
I'll be back.
I mean, it's good to know that there's always another low we can go to here on Radio Roland Garros.
Well, there's not a career for Marcus in impersonating famous people, is there?
No.
I think that's quite apparent. 4-3 with the break. Apparently, Anastasia Pavlyuchenko, just reading a tweet from Courtney Nguyen, said she ran out of petrol today after her gritty efforts to make the quarterfinals. Very complimentary of Mukova's game. Barring an unlikely wildcard, Wimbledon will now skip the grass season because she's already used her two slam protected rankings. That was for Australia and Roland Garros. Was outside the cut at deadline.
Yeah, she was very funny when asked about the potential for a Wimbledon wildcard.
Gazir.
And gently reminded the people who'd asked that, in fact, there had been a ban on Russian players last year and therefore it was unlikely that she would be in the front of the queue for a wild card, but she took it in good humour, and she wasn't criticising Wimbledon, she was just stating how things were. And I mean, good to see Pavlyuchenkova back, and as you say, ran out of steam a bit today, but it's been a fantastic tournament for her, and she missed huge chunks of the 2022 season and is really only just coming back now.
Sabalenka redirects the backhand line for the winner, 30-love, 4-3, hour and 27 minutes on the clock. The match following this will be Novak Djokovic against Karen Khachanov, who he leads 8-1 in the head-to-head. It's a tough ask, isn't it?
It's a huge ask. All things are possible. It's the beauty of tennis. It's about the match-up on the day, isn't it? And who plays better?
Most things. I think all things. Nadal at his peak, nothing was possible if he faced him at home.
No, but there's still a possibility that he's physically less than his best, or he gets an injury during the match. Yes, well, he had one sore foot and one not sore foot.
Feel one foot. It was truly remarkable.
I mean, I'm not suggesting anything else. It was remarkable. But just saying that, you know, funny things can happen in tennis, and the head-to-head and the ranking and all those things, they are just numbers. When two people get out there, they're facing each other across the net. All sorts of things can happen. Obviously, Djokovic is my pick for the title, so I'm really contradicting myself. I'm just trying to inject a bit of drama and intrigue into things.
I had Alcaraz, Rune, / Medvedev, but so I'm still on for that. Who did I have? I had Sabalenka beating Rybakina. So I'm sort of still on for half of that.
Yeah, I mean, Rybakina was my pick, but unfortunately knocked out of the event, not by an opponent, but by a nasty cold and respiratory virus.
So down the tee, game points for 5-3 for Sabalenka. Hits the heavy forehand, and she moves within a game of the semi-finals.
Nancy says, "Hi, Gigi and Eleanor. Thanks for your insightful commentary. I think a reality TV series that showed the genuine challenges faced by men and women tennis pros ranked from 100 to 200 would be an eye-opener for all of us. The tough slog of trying to grind it out as a pro at that level must be character-testing and distinctly unglamorous. We read about hefty amounts of money made at various levels of tennis pro tournaments on the circuit, but the day-to-day in terms of expenses and a life scrambling to make it in pro tennis must be really daunting." Completely agree, and I think in some ways as good as the Netflix programme, which started earlier this year in January, and I think we're just about to see the sort of Wimbledon episodes debuting in the next couple of weeks. as compelling as that is, I almost think there's a fantastic narrative to be found the next level down, where people are, prize money is the difference between paying your hotel room and not.
I come through the middle of the court. It is now Elena Svitolina serving to stay in the match. She's 3-5 and 30 love, and now 3-5 and 40 love. Vishal says, good evening from India. It is 6.15 p.m. here. Interesting matchup in the men's quarters. All the matches look tough and close on paper.
Well, as you'd expect, at this point of the tournament, it's the pointy end of the event, getting into the second week, into the nuts and bolts, and the draw narrows. Players get closer in ranking in a lot of these matches.
Love Holt, done all she can do at this stage, Elena Svitolina. The spotlight, very shortly, will be
Sabalenka
on Arina Sabalenka, who in just over a minute's time will be serving for her place in her first Roland Garros semi-final.
I think this match is a good example of that. As we said, Svitolina hasn't been blown off the court. She hasn't had a terrible day on serve. She hasn't had a terrible day in any sense whatsoever. But she's still, at the moment, in a losing position in this match. Without really having done that much wrong. But that's what you get against a player of Arina Sabalenka's quality and her current level of play. I think it's possible, and I'm just throwing this one out there, it's possible that Sabalenka actually could be in line for the Grand Slam going into the US Open.
Yes. Grass is, it's a tricky one, isn't it?
She's been a semi-finalist.
Oh, please.
She knows what she's doing.
She's got the confidence. Absolutely.
It'd be really interesting, wouldn't it, if Sabalenka could actually win here, because to me, I think actually grass is a great surface for her, and I've always felt that Wimbledon was actually the slam that she was most suited to in lots of ways.
And she's going to have so much confidence and belief, and then grass can be the tricky one because there's not a lot of it during the year, and then the US Open is our unpredictable one, and that's where you've had some winners down the years. You thought, right, I see, love 15
zero guns.
More so on the men's side than the women's, but time of year, the state of the player mentally and physically by this stage, all sorts of bits and pieces.
Well, it's a really long year, and it's a lot easier for us to talk about it in June and talk about hypotheticals of people winning that many matches, but it's an extraordinary achievement. It's why it's only been done a couple of times in history.
Oh dear, forehand from Sabalenka absolutely flew off the racket, serving for a place in the semi-finals. We always talk about this. It's a different thing. There's a semi-final at the end, potentially, at this game. Love 30.
Wow. Shouting Lena, Lena, I think.
They certainly are. Serve out wide. Forehand placed back in court, back into the court. It's too good. Past the outstretching Svitolina on the forehand side.
I think it's rather lovely that the crowd is pulling so much for Svitolina, for the reason, apart from anything else, that I think she's a player who in some ways was always rather underappreciated in the first sort of phase of her career. She was always there or thereabouts, never really did too much at the Grand Slams.
Olympic medalist in Tokyo. Inside out, heavy forehand 30-all, bronze.
And I'm sure appreciated in her home country, Ukraine, of course, but I think around the world, not necessarily someone who always, you know, was a crowd favourite. She was there and people knew who she was.
It's a gritty, grindy, defensive style of tennis, which doesn't always make the headlines.
But there's actually quite a lot of love in this court right now for
lots
her.
Lots of love. 30-all. Serve out wide. Forehand comes back and wide, and after an hour and 34 minutes, we have our first match point.
She's always been an eloquent woman and been very giving in terms of how much time she's given for media and other things. Nice to see her being appreciated.
Match point. Sabalenka serves down the tee. The forehand slap through the middle of the court. The backhand down the line. The forehand cross court from Svitolina. The forehand clip stop on it. Oh, wide. Match point gone.
Gelder.
And also, and this could be the key, and this will be in Sabalenka's mind as much as anything, Svitolina will fight. She will dig in. She will not give you the match.
Absolutely not. Forehand from Sabalenka. Stops a little bit short. The backhand cross court. Staying back, Svitolina with a double hand backhand into the centre of the court. The forehand flipped and switched cross court. Sabalenka tees off on another forehand. It's defended and blocked back on the backhand cross court. Svitolina with the backhand through the middle of the court. Svitolina with a forehand into the corner. The squash shot from Svitolina floats. Long. Match point two.
Sabalenka
just going to the side of the court, taking a few moments, toweling herself down.
Crowd trying to give Svitolina one last push. As for Aryna Sabalenka, it is match point number two. Serve out wide, the backhand cross court and wide. Centre of the court goes Sabalenka. Not enough on that for the Belarusian. Goes cross court and the slice through the centre from Svitolina. The off forehand approach from Sabalenka. It drops over. Here comes Sabalenka into the open court.
Sabalenka.
She's booked her place in her first Roland Garros semi-final. She does it in straight sets. She does it in just shy of an hour and 40 minutes.
Booing again, I think, not so much booing Sabalenka, I think booing actually the lack of handshake, not quite understanding the dynamics at play. Svitolina has said over and over again that she won't shake hands with Russian and Belarusian opponents, and that is a consistent position that she's had.
Yeah, and some members of the crowd won't know that Sabalenka did wait at the net in case there was a handshake to show willing,
yeah.
But it's Elena Svitolina's beliefs. She spoke about that in press, but as I say, a lot of people here won't have heard that press conference and won't have heard her say, look, I feel, without getting into it too much, she feels she can't do it. But largely good reception. As I say, I think those boos are from people in the crowd who haven't heard what she has had to say. She makes her way off. She's had a phenomenal tournament, Aryna Svitolina. The run in Strasbourg to the title, the run to the quarterfinals here, and it will be Alex Garecha.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Écoutez, Alina, micro de celui
qui
était numéro 2 mondial et deux fois finaliste ici à Roland Garros, Alex Garecha.
Arina, congratulations. Full house, unbelievable conditions, and against Elina. I don't know if it's better because you need to do a lot of things to win the point, or would you prefer that she also push you a little bit more because she's such a tough competitor. Congratulations.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. She's such a tough opponent, moving well, and what she's doing after giving a burst, it's impressive, and big respect to her. But yeah, it was a tough match, and I'm super happy with the win, and atmosphere was amazing. Thank you so much for being here and supporting us. I mean, we all know that you're waiting for Novak, but still, I'll take it like it's for me. Thank you. Thank you.
How do you go with the tactics? Like, you plan it before, but then when you are sitting here, you're changing. It depends on the score. Or you just go for it because you are such a powerful girl, doesn't matter the win or not the win?
I feel like for me, it's better to focus on myself, on the game, on my game. And if I feel like I have to go for my shots, then I will go for it no matter what the score. And yeah, I would say that, I mean, of course we prepare a tactic, but during the match, depend on the score, depend on the game, you can change it a little bit. But for me, most likely, like, I would focus on myself and go for these shots.
And you are now in the semifinals of Roland Garros. You, before, maybe, you didn't have that much patience on yourself, on your game. But now, watching you play here on this court, it seems like you are born on clay almost. You feel like clay court specialist?
I mean, honestly, when I was a kid, I practiced a lot on the clay more than on the hard court. I don't know why everyone thought that I'm a hard court specialist, and I feel very comfortable on the clay. And yeah, hopefully I can go as far as I can here at Roland Garros. I really enjoy playing in front of you guys, and I just want to stay here as long as I can and bring my best tennis, make sure you guys enjoy watching us.
Now, I don't want to keep you long. Last question. But now that you have more experience in these rounds of slams, is it difficult to deal with the day off? Or is it like, oh, I need to wait 40 more hours to play?
No, actually, I like to have a day off, an extra time to switch off, to forget about tennis for a little bit and just enjoy the city. And I like it. I like it to have a little extra day off for recovery, for switching off. So for me, I like it more like this way.
We wish you a nice recovery.
Thank you.
Good luck for the semifinals. Mesdames et messieurs, Arina Sabalenka qualifiée pour la demi-finale de Roland Garros.
Always a lovely interview. You'd expect nothing else from Alex Krejci and Arina Sabalenka. A little handshake between the two. And for Arina Sabalenka, it was her first time in the second week at Roland Garros. And now here she is, a semi-finalist at Roland Garros. And she will face Karolina Mukova. So we have our first semi-final of 2023. The main draw set. We've got Novak Djokovic. We think about 20 minutes to turn things around and get Djokovic and Ashanov out?
Yes, I would think so, because we have to complete Sabalenka's on-court interview. She's just signing the camera in customary form. Couldn't tell you what she'd written, but it looked like a squiggle and then another squiggle. But in the corner of the court here on Court Philippe Chatrier, the players tend to do their interviews with their national broadcaster, so that will obviously take probably 6-7 minutes, 8 minutes. They've got to dress the court, prepare. They've got to give Djokovic and his opponent time to just get ready, warm up, make sure they've got, 10 minutes notice that the match is going to be called. So, yes, there'll be a bit of a changeover, and I'm sure lots of people will take advantage of popping out.
Vic's not moving. Everyone around her's gone. Vic's not going anywhere.
She's stretching out. She's enjoying the extra empty chairs.
You're making her feel. Look at you talking about what she's doing.
Well, because you're already stalking her. We might as well all stalk her together.
I just said she's not leaving. Now she's not.
You said
to
it
do.
In a slightly threatening way.
She doesn't know what to do with her hands. What does she do?
Not
she stand
leaving.
Up, sit down. No, I admire that. Everyone sort of rushes out, unless you need a bathroom break, which is...
Well, bathroom break, and also, as we've said, the food and drink options here at Roland Garros get better and better every year.
I wouldn't know, but yes.
But they are fantastic here. I had a lovely coffee earlier. Oof. Very good.
You need your coffee, don't you?
I do like my coffee, yeah. I do need a couple of cups of coffee a day, and keeps the grumpy Eleanor away.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the same for Marcus as well? Does he need coffee? Well, he has like smoothies. Have you had breakfast with him?
Marcus, did
you
say?
Yeah, this time round.
Very briefly, yes. He likes a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
As we know, Marcus is always even-tempered, never complains about anything.
Never complains. As long as he has his nap, which he's currently probably having.
A nap.
He will say he's been busy researching the match later, but he'll turn up with a piece of paper with a couple of lines highlighted and say, I've done all my research.
And still sound fabulous, Gigi, of course.
Well, he's got a chat.
Pardon?
He's got a cat in his throat.
A cat in his throat?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we were discussing this earlier. Yeah, so in the UK, we say...
We're not in the UK.
No, I was about to say, here they say you've got a cat in your throat. And in the UK, we say we've got a frog in our throat. So we're a bit confused about the idea of a cat, because a cat is quite large. But I understand the imagery, because a cat is also quite hairy, and if you're coughing a little bit.
But, yeah, so there's the difference in that one. So he currently has a cat in his throat, which is why he's having a lie down. He'll be back with us a little bit later.
So basically Marcus has got furballs. So if you hear coughing, that's what it is.
Can you imagine? That's horrible.
Hang on,
I've got to do the night session with him this evening. And so have you, Stefan, don't you, love? You're here too. Yeah, you're here too. Eleanor's got her restaurant booked. What time is it? You come off air at what time? 7? What time's your restaurant?
7:30.
There we go. You see. You have a lovely time.
Thank you very much.
Will you be listening?
Sure.
You are not going to be listening to a second of the output. They're watering the court as things stand. Let me give you an update on this doubles. That's, I think it might go on forever. But it is Susan Longlove after all. Even Dodig and Austin Krajicek, the fourth seed, are set up on Kravets and Puets. And they are on serve, actually, in the second set. 3-4, Dodig and Krajicek are on serve. Alfie Hewitt, keeping up to date with Alfie, top seed of the men's wheelchair singles event, which has been expanded this year to 16 players, up from 12. I can tell you, Alfie took the first set 6-3 against Tom Egbrink of the Netherlands. The Netherlands produced some phenomenal wheelchair tennis players.
Absolutely amazing wheelchair tennis players.
I was looking at Dida de Groot. So she follows Alfie on court 12. She's the world number one. She's looking for her 10th consecutive Grand Slam title and her 100th consecutive match win. And I was thinking, well, you know, that's got to be near a record. It's got. And then I remembered Esther Vergeer.
Yes.
So I did a little bit of Googling on the numbers. And to beat Esther Vergeer, she needs to reach 470 to equal it. Consecutive match wins. That is winning 470 matches in a row.
We normally see Esther Vergeer here or at the Slams. I think she does some work with Dutch TV and she's around doing various sort of ambassadorial roles. And yes, I mean, talk about the GOAT. Oh. And on the men's side, of course, Shingo Kuneda, who is a phenomenal wheelchair athlete. And
it's the record here for singles titles, men and women, in eight.
It's extraordinary. And yes, I mean, Alfie Hewitt, of course, is a movie title as well, all on his own. What's it all about, Alfie? Is the song, and I think the movie is just called Alfie.
Yes, the movie is just called Alfie.
But it is not the Alfie Hewitt life story.
So we're keeping an eye on that. Gordon Reid is just warming up for his match on court 11. That is Alfie's doubles partner. They're very good friends and they are very successful. So we're keeping an eye. So we have the junior event, the wheelchair event, the mixed doubles,
the legends,
the doubles, the Tournoi de Ancienne is what it's called here.
I would find that a bit insulting.
Yeah, Tournament of the Ancients.
I'm sure they love that.
I mean, can you imagine? Some of them are probably younger than us.
Considerably younger
than
us.
Some of the ancients.
As we were saying, you've got the likes of Caroline Wozniacki.
Daniela Hantikova. Agnieszka Radwanska.
Yes, all consider. I mean, I speak for myself, considerably younger.
And
very recently retired.
So the Tournament of the Ancients gets underway this afternoon. And we also have the singles action, the four quarterfinals we've got coming up. You know, very shortly, we are going to hear from Novak Djokovic just to build you up this match with Karen Khachanov. They're watering Philippe Chatrier. I love it. You have the gentleman in charge of the nozzle bit, and then you've got three other fellas in charge of the pipe bit.
Well, it's a long hose, isn't it? And you don't want anybody to trip over it. And also, you don't want to get any kinks in your hose. It's most uncomfortable.
And you won't get that equal spray of water. It's lovely, isn't it? Sight lovely.
It's quite therapeutic watching it, isn't it? Watching people dress a clay court. There's something of the ritual about it.
Because it goes from being messy and scruffy to absolutely perfect. All the lines have been swept. Actually, no, they haven't. Those ones haven't done that. The lines will be swept. The court will be hosed. They're just checking the height of the net. People are milling around. Vic still hasn't left. They'll come back after they've had their comfort break and they've sampled some of the food. And then we will get the introductions of Karen Khachanov. It's wonderful to see the form that Khachanov has come back into. And Novak Djokovic alongside him. And then this evening, Carlos Alcaraz, Stefanos Tsitsipas. That is, I mean, it will start on time because it's only 3:00. That would be strange if it didn't. And that's the scene. So we're going to be building up to that a little bit later, ball-by-ball commentary of that. But let's, 3:00 now. Let's hear from Novak Djokovic. The next voices you'll hear won't be ours. I'm going to go and practice my saying of that place. And, oh, someone who's going to say it really well is up next. Courtney.
No, of course. Yes. Well, it's a test, isn't it? It's a test. She's from the other side of the country.
I know, but
you think she might,
closer than us.
She might be better at doing an American accent than us.
A little bit. And Simon. So Courtney Nguyen and Simon Cambers are going to be taking over the baton. We'll let them know, Vic, where you are. Unless you don't want us to. Maybe they could be that.
I mean, I think Vic's contemplating going in the witness protection programme at this phase.
Oh, she put a thumbs up. Was that a thumbs up to witness protection? Or telling Simon and Courtney where you are? We don't know.